I'm going to read and then Joel Madure is going to come and teach. This is the last in our summer series, thinking about words in the Bible, or Christian words. So we've had prayer, we've had worship as a word, faith, love, repentance, and this week, fellowship. And we're going to be thinking about that using words from 1 John chapter 1. So verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Joel.
Good morning, everyone. Keep the Bibles open. Good morning. I'm Joel. I'm the Assistant Minister at Dagenham Parish Church. So warm welcome to members of Dagenham Parish Church and St. George's Church. And also for new people who have met today, a very warm welcome. Glad you could all join us today. Let me pray and we can look at this passage and think about the topic of fellowship. Shall we pray together? Father God, we thank you for your word and thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who was the eternal Word, who took on flesh and revealed God the Father to us when he's in the world. Thank you for the apostles who have kept hold of those teachings of Jesus Christ and shared with us. And through the Word, we receive rescue and salvation that comes through the Word. We pray that as a church, as Dagenham Parish Church and St. George's, we will not be ashamed of the Word, for we know that it has the power to transform lives. Even today, we pray that you will trust the word and preach it. We pray that you would come along with us and minister to all of us, that we will see the light of the truth in the scriptures and we'll be able to run the race for you, or we'll start the race today. We ask everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So like Joel Edwards mentioned, over the past few weeks, we have thought about different words that Christians use. We looked at words like prayer, worship, faith, repentance, and love. Today, we are going to think about the word fellowship. So come on the screen, fellowship. It's going to be an all-age service of children. We are inside. You can also listen in. I thought I could ask the children what does the word fellowship mean, but it's kind of a difficult word. It's just more Christians use it, so I thought I would avoid, because sometimes even from the front when people say, now the official church service is finished, please do stay back for some time of fellowship. What do they actually mean is that maybe only when people, Christians, eat together and drink together, they are having fellowship. That's not the case how the Bible describes it. So to make it simple for children also to understand, I put a simple term, what fellowship means from the Bible. So fellowship refers to the same things that Christians have in common as a community. So community refers to a group of people. So if you go to a primary school, children, school children form a community, and the school playground might be something you have in common. It's not you can't go into your headmaster's office, but school playground is something you all have in common. You all share it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. When we talk about fellowship, we're talking about a community There's a Christian community. What do we have in common? That's what we're going to think about for a short time when we think about fellowship. And we're going to think about fellowship based on 2 points. One is the fellowship with God. And what do we have in common is that all Christians have life with God. This is what something all Christians have in common. That's one thing we'll talk about. So we'll start with this, but then later on we'll also think about fellowship with other Christians. What do Christians have in common with other Christians? That's another thing we'll talk about. It's going to be from the passage we have today, so you can keep the Bible open. I'm not really going to do expository, go through the passage, but those themes are there. The fellowship with God, it's in verse 3, and the fellowship with other Christians is in verse 7. So that's what we're going to look at. So, like I mentioned, the fellowship is something all Christians have in common. That's what we're going to think about. So what do Christians have in common with God? So all Christians have life with God. This is something we have in common. All Christians have life with God. So when you talk about life, God has given all humans physical life. And that's why we are all able to wake up today morning. We could have our breakfast, get ready, and come here. It is always great to see people have life and are alive and well. Thank God we all enjoy physical life. But the Bible teaches that not everyone enjoys life with God. So what does the Bible teach about having life with God? So for children to understand, I've just took an image of the family that the Bible uses to help us understand what the Bible teaches about life with God. So the Bible talks about two families. So if you go to the previous thing of the two families, so you can see there are two families, photos of two families. So the Bible also talks about two families. One, it talks about a family where God is the father. And in the Bible, we see Jesus. He says, he came from Father, God the Father from heaven. So he came from a family that is in heaven. He belonged in the family of God. But Jesus says he came into the world as a man from that family. Why did Jesus come from God's family into this world as a man? The Bible answers that question by saying, it is because all humans are in another family. We are in a family where devil or Satan is the father. So children, I assume you understand the word family. You, your siblings, your mom and dad are one family. When you go to school, your best friends would be part of another family. Your best friend's parents would drop them at school and they'll pick them up because they're not part of your family, they're part of another family. And in school, your best friends being part of another family, we don't see it as a bad thing. He or she would be living in a loving and caring family. And so we should be happy for them. But in the Bible, Jesus was never happy in seeing people being part of a devil or Satan's family. In a family where devil or Satan is the father. The Bible teaches that the devil constantly teaches lies about God. The devil keeps people in his family captive like a bad criminal, like terrorist. The devil wants to steal everything that God has given for humans. He wants to kill, he wants to destroy. So Jesus was never happy seeing people in devil's family. So Jesus said he came like a strong man into this world. He wanted to, in some way, break open the front door of the devil's family and rescue humans who are held captive in this family. And that is why Christians, when we sing songs, even children would have heard this, we sing, Jesus is a super savior. He came to rescue. Rescue means he's a rescuer. But Jesus thought that for him to rescue us from devil's family, it won't be as easy as breaking a door, a front door of someone's house. Jesus said he had to go to the cross, he has to die, and he has to rise up again. And those who believed in this message of Jesus, Jesus rescued them. He made them children of God, and they had life with God. So from devil's family, they became part of God's family. They had life with God. Christians who found life with God through Jesus continued to preach this message for 2,000 years, that Jesus died for us to be rescued, to rescue us. He alone has the power to save us and to give us life with God. And to this day, this message is preached by Christians all over the world. And to those who believe this message, Jesus is still alive to welcome people and offer them life with God. So children, adults, what do you think of this message from the Bible? Do you think you need rescue from Jesus? If you're not quite sure, there are some booklets near the entrance of the front door. You could pick one and read and ask your parents to read it for you. The book helps really to help us how to get life with God. And if you are a Christian, you know who your Savior is, don't you? And you know the family that you belong. You have something that is common with all Christians. And that commonality is we all enjoy life with God. So that's the first thing we saw, is something we have common with God, fellowship with God, is we have life with God that comes through Jesus Christ. Those who trust in Jesus' message, we all have something in common. We have life with God. And that becomes like our heartbeat. You know, someone who has a heartbeat, he's alive. And if someone is alive in God, then the second part of the fellowship works well. That's called the fellowship with other Christians. If you have life with God, that becomes like our heartbeat. It helps us to function as Christians well and have fellowship with other Christians. So secondly, we're going to look at what Christians have common with other Christians. So that's so we move on to some slides. So this is the family where God is a father, there is life with God. And then the next slide is the other family has no life with God. That's what we looked at. But then now we're going to look at the next slide. So what do Christians have in common? Or what do Christians have fellowship with other Christians? Is all Christians have a common task. That's what we're going to look at. There are many things that Christians have in common. It's not the one thing. But just for the time and for children to understand, I've just taken one thing that's common among all Christians. I'm going to focus on the task that all Christians have in common. The Bible calls it the Great Commission. It is a task that all Christians have in common to do together. How does Christians go about carrying out this task? It works very similar to how it works in families. So if you take the same family image, if your mom or dad says there is a family event and we're going to celebrate our grandma's birthday next month, and children, what they can do, they can either go back and start keep playing in their video games, or they know that they are part of the family and they can get involved. You know, if you as a child is good at pencil sketching or painting, you might want to design your own greeting card for your grandma. If your older sister is good at baking, she might think, this is my family event. I'm going to bake a cake. I'm going to get involved. And if your elder brother might think, on the day when the event is happening, I'm going to clean up the place, get the place ready for my grandma's birthday to happen, and we all have lunch together and enjoy. So everyone wants to get involved because this is your family event. It's the same in God's family, the local church. If you belong in God's family and you have life with God, you want to show your love for God. God has rescued you. You are a child of God. You belong there. And you know God wants you to be involved in what He is doing in this world. And that's why Christians do things together on a Sunday and even during the week. Those who have life with God joyfully join in fellowship and they have things to do together. So when a Christian comes to church on a Sunday, we don't believe the service is primarily about what we can get out of it. It's not about, oh, I'm going to get entertained by the uplifting music or the encouraging sermon or chatting with friends. All of these is good. No, but the Christian's mindset, how it works is, I am a son, I am a daughter of God, I belong here. I want to play a part because it's my family. Maybe they pray for a minute when they come to church so they can be a blessing to the uncle or the auntie who sits next to them. Maybe they say hello and welcome newcomers because they know they are part of the family members. Maybe they help with things related to computers because they are technically better than other brothers and sisters in Christ. Maybe they help with food or with tea and coffee. Maybe they help with things related to money. All Christians want to get involved. It's just not the vicar or those who lead from the front. But all Christians who know they are a son or a daughter of God want to get involved and have fellowship with other Christians. Children, if you know you're a Christian, you too can get involved in one way or other. You are a son or a daughter of God, and your Heavenly Father wants you to be involved. You can sing aloud, move one seat to help others have a seat, pray for another child in the family, in God's family, stay back and play with other Christian friends. You're very welcome to be involved in whatever way you could to contribute in the fellowship among other Christians. Start a conversation with your Sunday school leaders, maybe, if you want to be involved in any other way than I said. If in case you're not sure whether you're a Christian, whether you're a child or a son or a daughter of God, it is much more important to be clear how to find life with God. So again, I want to emphasize, children, the only thing I encourage you to do if you want to act on something is to take action to have life with God to start with. Maybe take a booklet, read, talk to your mommy and daddy. Why do they do things with other Christians? Is it because there's something they like? Or is it because of the life they enjoy with God? So to conclude, today we looked at fellowship. I mentioned about fellowship refers to the same things that Christians have in common with all other Christians. And I talked about fellowship based on two things, fellowship with God. And I said one thing that all Christians have in common with God is that we all enjoy life with God. And if we have life with God, I said, we enjoy having fellowship with other believers. And one of the things about we have in common is a task we all have in common as Christians. And as Christians, we all enjoy doing the task that God our Father has given us together as Christians. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we could come together and look at the theme of fellowship. Thank you that you send your only begotten Son to die for us so that we can have life with God. Thank you that you have a people in Dagenham that we could meet with and have fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us all to understand these truths well and come into a fellowship with God, with you, or to continue to be thankful for the fellowship we enjoy with you and with other believers. We ask everything in Jesus' name. Amen.